of course, last weekend was an absolute nightmare when it came to temperatures. This coming weekend, it will be hot as well. Not as hot as last, but we did see at the weekend temperatures here in the city climb to the high 30s. Out in the Boerland, out mid 40s. It was really, really a scorcher. So many of us had the opportunity to either switch on a fan, switch on an aircon, jump in a pool, or simply under a sprinkler in your garden on the grass. Many people had that opportunity. But just imagine for a second. You live in a corrugated iron shack, and it is high 30 degrees. Very little access to running water of your own. Literal hell in a heat wave, but then looks at the opposite, also freezing in the cold. But I really want to experience, or want to have that experience transferred to us, what it was like. Remember Blikkiesdorp, a local government TRA, temporary relocation area in Delft. Temporary as in established 12 years ago and people are still there. I've been to Blikkiesdorp a few times, on not as hot as a 35 degree day, but I'm wondering what it was like inside. The Etienne Klaassen is a Blikkiesdorp community leader. Etienne, I hope you are well. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Etienne, what was it like in your homes, which are essentially just four corrugated iron sheets with a corrugated iron roof, which you try to make as homely as possible? What was it like inside your home at the weekend?
It felt like it's you in an oven, you know. So when it's hot outside, you can imagine it's, if it's 40 degrees outside, it will be 150 inside Blikkiesdorp. So hot it is, even, you know, you can even bake an egg on the roof of the structure that the city built us.
There's that warnings that were put out on Friday, last Friday. Try and limit your time outside, extend your time indoors, stay out of the sun. But if you're living in Blikkiesdorp, you can't stay inside.
No, definitely you can't. They say that's what they said. But how can you stay inside in a structure that is hotter then it's outside, you see, you understand? So it's really, really hot. You know, you can't even sleep at night the way it's so hot inside. Normally people will go sleep 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night because of the heat inside the structure itself.
What do people do to at least try to make it a little bit bearable?
There's no explanation what we can do to make it bearable. So to be honest with you, it's really hot. Even if there's a shade, besides the structure, so I'm just sitting there, even by near the structure, you will feel the reflection of the sun. Even if you say sitting there, you can feel the reflection of the sun. So hot it is, even because, as you know, the whole of Blikkiesdorp is made out of tin. So there's no space for you to cover yourself, we'll say. And as we've got the park, you know, sitting on the park, it's even also so hot because the trees that is there is not so good to cover you. You see?
So what do children, what do people with newborns? I have a eight-week-old. I am very, very lucky that I have a AC system in my house. That AC was pumping in Saturday and Sunday. Very, very privileged. And I'm very thankful for that. But what happens to someone with a newborn? What happens to an elderly person?
You know, that is really challenges that we are facing, you know, because it's so hot. I mean, for a big person, just to get constant heat. Now, just imagine for a newborn baby, even for our elderly people, you know, because it's so hard that they don't even know what to do. And I mean, the nearest pool, it's by the police station, and there you have to wait even in line, standing in the sun the whole day, you know. And people don't have transport, not even money to go to the beach, you understand. So it's really, especially for our elderly and for the newborns or the 3 months old baby, it's really, really not bearable for them.
Etienne Klaassen, Blakkiesdorp community leader, really appreciate you setting up this conversation for us. Of course, we need to deal with a housing backlog in this Western Cape. 600,000 long list in the Western Cape's housing backlog. But in the meantime, people build shacks, because that's what they can do. Even when there is a fire, when there is a disaster, the city of Cape Town delivers what they call a starter kit. It is corrugated iron sheets with pieces of wood, and people then rebuild. But in this time of climate uncertainty and unpredictability, we need to be looking at ways of mitigating when there is 39 degree weather in the city of Cape Town. Quinton Adams is the founder of an organization called The Shack Builder. He's also a developmental psychologist, has been helping with bringing a little bit of dignity in, not formalizing informal structures, but at least making them better. We need to start looking at, as the temporary solution to the housing crisis in the Western Cape, how do we use an alternative to a corrugated iron sheet, Etienne, which in summer people literally bake and in winter people freeze to death.
Yeah, good morning, Lester, and good morning, listeners. I must be honest with you, it's unbearable to live in those shacks. So when we go into the informal settlements, and especially the backyards, we must never forget the backyard dwellers, because they are overcrowded in the backyard. There's only one tap for five families. And then the problem is the corrugated zinc structures without windows, or some of the windows can't open, so there's no air ventilation, there's no flow of air taking place. But I think the problem is it is a serious problem. It is a public health crisis at this point in time. And there are so many methods, Lester and listeners, that we can use and implement to reduce, especially the heat, because you know, with the heat wave, people suffer from hypothermia, and some will even go to heat strokes, and they don't even know, and the cramps that they are getting, they're feeling discomfort. And we're getting a lot of requests from people in the informal settlements regarding what must we do with our babies, our newborns. They don't know how to. Are these kids suffering from heat strokes? And I mean, we're not medical professions, but those are the real issues that people are suffering at this point in time. And you know, the science has advanced, are more advanced than ever. What we are doing, because we try to build 60% corrugated zinc with 40% wood, but then underneath the roof, we place a Durafoil or an insulator. And that makes a huge difference to reduce the temperature within the shack. And then also we don't put a cladding inside, but we take that same Durafoil and put it on the sides inside of the roof. When you enter that, and then of course we place more or less 3 to 4 windows that can open. I think that's very important, because when the heat enters that place and there's no escape route for the heat, then it means it will increase by 7 to 40%. And you must remember that the critical heat stroke value is 40 degrees. Now, if it is 36 outside or 38 outside, and that heat goes into that zinc structure with no escape from due to windows, open windows, then it can increase by 10%, which means they are beyond the critical heat stroke value of 40 degrees. And that's why it's unbearable. I think it's a public crisis. It's unacceptable. But there are also good news, Lester. There are many, many ways how to reduce it. People come up now with, because that's why we paint our structures nowadays, because we have heat-resistant paint, and there's a lot of advances that people are making in terms of the paint. But in terms of practical things that we can do, I think people need to move away from 100% zinc corrugated structures. I know,
and people use it because it's cheap.
It's not only cheap; it's also safer. Because whenever we want to put in more wood, people will say no, but people will break in. It's easy to break in the structure, etc., etc.
Okay.
And it's also a fire issue. So they prefer this 0.9 sheet. I call it the tin foil. It's a very thin zinc sheet. It's cheap. They get it for 90 rand. And most of them just put the zinc around without the windows. Maybe there's one window, but the window can't open.
Yeah, and this largely shows. And yes, we have a housing crisis that we need to address in this city, province, and in this country. But it shows how a climate crisis with unpredictable and unseasonal hot weather, how a climate emergency can exacerbate a already huge housing crisis.
It's a huge crisis, Lester, because we're working every day. Our guys are every week in the informal settlements and the backyards. That's besides the winter. I don't even want to talk about the flooding and the wind and the wind speed, because you must know that the wind speed is increasing every year. In 2017, I think the wind speed was 142 kilometers, and then that big fire started in Nysna. And what was interesting about that incident and that natural disaster, all the focus was on the Nysna fires. More people died in the informal settlements because of that wind.
Quentin Adams, unfortunately, running out of time.